there's a lot of things we can learn from it. You know, I want to sit there and say, yeah, Blake shouldn't have thrown any of them. So it is on him to a certain extent, and it's on the other guys too. And I think that the big thing for us is making sure that as we move forward, let's get Blake, Keelan, all these guys on the same page and learn from that, because you know that hasn't happened in a while. And my favorite thing was how they just kept rolling. I mean, I think that was the exciting thing. I get excited, you know, let's go. Yeah. We got another microphone. But I think that's the great thing is how do you respond when that happens? There's been times in the past when, you know, the response hasn't been very good. And I mean, he had three picks and we kept rolling. He just kind of learned from him, saw it, and we kept having an opportunity to win. That's all you can ask for.
You said last year nobody really knew everything that Blake had gone through. And then when you look at this year, from preseason getting benched and maybe losing his job type of thing to where he is now, are you still amazed at how much he's been able to get through mentally and not lose his mind?
It's unbelievable. I mean, his mental toughness, I mean, just his physical toughness, I mean, I think we all see it out there. I mean, the hits that he takes, the ability to just get back up and keep rolling. But then when you take the mental aspect of having, like I've said in the past, the different coordinators, the different systems, the ups and downs, you know, the boos and the cheers, I mean, all those things. But that's part of being a quarterback. I mean, that's why it's one of the most difficult positions in all sports. And I think that he relishes in it, and he loves the game, and he loves his teammates. So I think that's what keeps him going every day. And he's a pleasure to work with because of that. And you know, somehow, some way, he blocks it out all the time and just keeps on rolling no matter what anybody says. And I mean, his thing is that, you know, he's just got to keep on working hard and just never get too high, never get too low. I think that's always the big thing in this game, is that you just don't want to get too crazy.
Very few guys have probably gone through what he's gone through.
Yeah,
in like a 1 year swing.
No, you know, I would say that probably the one that I can think about would be a guy like Alex Smith. I mean, when you look back at his history, you know, I know that he had numerous coordinators in his first 7 years. You know, I've seen, just in my past, just looking at some guys that I've coached or been around, that, you know, every year you change a coordinator. And every year, you know, people sometimes think that's the answer. And, you know, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is. But, you know, sometimes the player takes the hit on that. And I think that this is one of those things that, you know, Blake has just kept his head on straight and just done every single thing he can and worked hard to get it. And, you know, he's doing pretty good.
Your run game stats have dipped down the last month or so. How concerning is that?
It's not. I mean, the run game is one of those things, is you have to be patient with it. I mean, I remember earlier on in the season, everybody was asking, oh, we haven't popped a big one yet. And then all of a sudden it hits. I mean, the run game's hard because it's not pretty. It's not that pretty thing that has those big explosive plays all the time. You know, you have to get a couple 2 yarders, 3 yarders, 1 yarders, 0 yarders, and then bam, it hits. So I think it's just about being patient. I think the big thing, you know, especially in this last game, I think it was the turnovers that kind of hurt us more than anything. So you get into a position that you want to throw the ball a little more. Before that, you know, the pass game was doing pretty good. So you just kind of want to go with what rolls. You want to be a balanced offense.
When it's an unblocked guy making the stop in the run game, is it most of the time because they have outnumbered you, or is it an assignment problem?
A lot of the time it's assignments, I would say. And I think that's one of those things, you know, we just always have to be getting on the same page. There are some times that they do put an extra guy in there, and, you know, but we usually are counting for somebody. So, you know, it's just getting everybody on the same page.
Coach, can you talk? Like each game, you lose a receiver, you rely more on Keelan Cole. Where are you guys at with the receivers?
You know, you can look at the whole season how it's going. You know, I look at the coaching profession. You know, you have to look at it and say change is the norm. You can never feel good about one specific thing. You just always have to be ready to adjust. And when it comes to the receivers, when it comes to, you know, the offensive line has had a lot of changes. The running backs have had a lot of changes. I mean, that's part of the game, and you just got to keep on rolling. I mean, I think the one consistent thing has been Blake, and he's done a really good job at not letting the changes affect him around him. And, you know, I think the wide receivers, I mean, Coach McCardell has done just an amazing job. I mean, just with not only a bunch of young guys, but really gotten them to play at a high level. And I think we just have to continue to do that. And, you know, Jalen was doing some awesome stuff out there. I mean, it was really exciting. And then, you know, it's a tough break, but that's just part of the game. And next man up.
You still up there to get the ball more to Cole and Westbrook?
I mean, that's those are the guys. I mean, hey, let's go. Whoever's out there, we're going to throw him the ball. I mean, Mickens has done a great job. I mean, Keelan Deedy. I mean, all those guys. I mean, we just, you know, we want to spread it around. I'm a big believer in being as balanced as you possibly can, because I never want anybody to feel comfortable and think that they can just stop one guy. So I think it's about just as many people you can get the ball. The more plays, the more fun, the more people get to touch it.
Potentially play Tennessee back-to-back weeks. Do you do anything differently in terms of your approach? You know, how does that impact how you plan for this week?
You know, I think that each week you got to handle different. I mean, right now we want to go in there and we want to win the game. I mean, we want to be as successful as we possibly can, and we want to get after them. And, you know, they're a very good football team, very good defense. So it's going to be a test. And then if we have to face them again, you know, there's going to be different challenges. We're going to learn things from this game, and we're going to have to adjust and see what we have to do to win.
Belabor the previous point, but it looked like you guys had more procedural or felt that way issues in San Fran. Are you surprised some of these young guys have played the level they have over the last month before maybe seeing some of those lining up things or mistake things that maybe surface?
I think that they're a very pleasant surprise. The one way to put it. I mean, we're looking at, you know, Blake Bortles, who he was practicing with throughout OTAs and training camp. I mean, it wasn't a lot of those guys, and I mean, just the way that they've hit it, it's not too big for them, and I think that's the exciting thing. You can kind of throw a lot at them, and I mean, they've just done a great job. I mean, Deedy, I mean, just even coming off of the injury, like what he's done. Mickens, I mean, heck, he wasn't even on our team, and he's come in and just really made an impact through different facets, and I mean, it's been awesome watching them out there, and like I said, you know, it's not too big for them, and it's great from a coaching standpoint, because you ask them to do something, and they want to do it exactly that way. There's no question mark or anything. So it makes Blake feel good, because he knows exactly where they're going to be. And that's all you're looking for, people to do their job and try to get in the right spot at the right time.
Is O'Shaughnessy a guy maybe give an extra look at, you know, kind of the next couple of weeks with some?
Without a doubt. I thought he had a really good game this past week. I mean, he ran a sweet route for the touchdown. I mean, I thought that was really impressive. And, I mean, he's a guy that's been there, and he's a guy that, you know, you'd love to get more involved. I mean, we're trying to get it to anybody we can. And it's one of those things is everybody that we've tried to get it to has really done a nice job. I mean, it's you know, just talking with people and even just talking with my wife, and you're like, wow, we're pretty darn good offense, you know, when you look at it overall. And it's a credit to all the guys in that room.
He was targeted six times. Was he a major point of the emphasis before the game?
I think that the way the game kind of went into it, and we started getting into some no huddle action, I think that, you know, James was in there for those situations, and I think it just kind of falls into it. When you're in that kind of a situation, the tight end tends to get kind of a safety valve for a quarterback, so that ended up getting him a couple more balls, and I thought he did a great job, one of his better games.
Doug has said a couple times this year he feels he's a better head coach this time around than Buffalo or Syracuse. You've been at both stops. How has he evolved this year as running the show?
Coach Marone's great. We've been together for a long time, and you know, he's awesome. You know, I've really enjoyed working with him, and it's amazing to think about that first day when he called me up, and kind of where we've come to right now, winning the division and having an opportunity to go to the playoffs together. I mean, it's funny, like sometimes I don't even have that opportunity to look back at that. But Coach Marone has just, I mean, as a leader, as somebody that understands the game, as a support person for me, I mean, he's just been incredible, and I just feel like he gets better every day.
What was that first phone call?
I had actually just gotten fired from the Bills the first time when we were with Coach Geron, and I mean, he calls me and like literally I'm like, Doug Marone's calling me? What is he calling me for? And I mean, I was shocked. I don't even know how he knew it, but I got fired at probably 9 o'clock, and he probably called me at like 9:45. Like, he had already known and everything. I was like, man, this guy's sneaky. Like, this is crazy. And I just remembered being able to drive up there for those 2 hours, and I still remember that interview. And it was a very long, long interview, and it was awesome. And here we are today.
Your personalities appear from
a little different. Yeah. I think that our work ethic brings us together first and foremost, our love for the game, our knowledge for the game. And, you know, I think it's just, we just have always meshed well. You know, I think it's one of those things is, you know, I just respect him so much, and he's taught me so much. I mean, we got together in a room and for about 2 weeks kind of built this offense when we were first at Syracuse. And I think that that was the first time we really got to, you know, get to know each other and talk football and just kind of how we – how that all worked. I think that was kind of our – the thing that brought us together was just how we looked at protection, run game, pass game, and everything. And just the things he taught me and, you know, it's just – we just clicked. I mean, it's awesome. No complaints.
One more on your father coached a lot of playoff games.
Yes, he did.
Well, he – next week when you're bearing down on a playoff game, will he say, hey, this is X, Y, and Z, this is what I run?
He does that all the time. It's constant and all the time, and it's wonderful to have a man like that that can help me. And, you know, he's taught me so much. I would say there's a handful of people that have taught me everything I know, and, you know, my father's one of those guys that I swear he's probably forgotten more football than I know. And, you know, he's always giving me ideas. He's always helping because, you know, he was the quarterback guy, the quarterback guru, and back there, one of the first descendants of Bill Walsh. And so, I mean, it's one of those things. Anytime anything goes wrong or anytime, you know, Blake is off for one hitch or one ounce of timing, he brings it up. So he's very supportive, and he's very excited about this opportunity for the Jaguars. And he'll probably be I would imagine he's going to come down or he's going to be on FaceTime with my wife at the game. I don't know. He's going to be involved. So
what was your favorite playoff game of his?
That Indianapolis game, when they played Indy at the Jets, I remember was unbelievable. And Coach Marone was actually the offensive line coach there. I think it was like 40-0. And I remember because watching that game, the things that they did, I mean, just that whole squad, it was unbelievable. They annihilated them. I would say that, I mean, gosh, there's a couple. I mean, that first year at Kansas City Chiefs when I was a kid and Joe Montana was a quarterback, watching that whole series of getting the first playoff win and going there. I mean, I still even remember that day when they played the Bills and ran the Texas and right there at the – I mean, there's so many of them that were awesome. But I would say probably the one that sticks out to me would be the Jets, the Jets versus the Indianapolis. That was a hell of a game. They ran a couple sweet screens, the fullback and stuff like that.
Who would your dad say is responsible for those three picks then?
Yeah, we had a conversation about that. Well, it's funny because, you know, for us, it's always, you know, the quarterback can make everybody right. It always is. And, you know, but at the same time, he doesn't know some of the plays that we do. And then that's when I start getting in trouble because he's like, what were you doing on this play? Don't mess something good up. And I'm like, well, it was a good idea at the time. But no, it's, once again, it's a combination of a lot of people.